This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour of an evergreen show. Sounds like this with Mr. Brooke Williams from his album, Oh Baby. Baby O, actually. Like this.
Sleep for tossing in my bed. I can't stop what's running round in my head. Things that you once said to me, places we have been. I'm staring at the ceiling and the walls are closing in. This room ain't good for sleeping. It's nearly 4 a.m. I might write another letter. I know I'll never send or have another conversation with you in my head. There's nothing more to say to you. I know it's all been said. I'm driving myself crazy. I know this can't be good. How we could be together if you only understood. So I get up, I pace the floor, I'm a pulling on a chain like some forgotten dog left out in the thunder and the rain. I don't need to be reminded what I already know. You've moved on to a place that I can't go. I might as well get back into my empty bed. Oh, there's nothing more to say to you. I know it's all been said, all been said. In the light of day, I'm together more or less, but I'm only acting. My God, it's such a nothing more to say to you. I know it's all been said, all been said, all been said, all been
with his hand. Only in a motor he found peace. He could make an engine sing like a bird. He could find his only kind of release when he was up to the elbows in the grease. She dreamed of a time for painting as she was cleaning up his stains from the rug. She'd play all day with their children and try to meet him with a welcoming hug as he came shuffling through the house with a shrug. Until your dirt gets under the fingernails and heat gets under the skin. But a dream got a way of getting down to the bone and the heart of the body that is in him. While he was making magic with his piston machine, she was cleaning up the mess he'd left behind. She was trying to make it through to the end of the day with a little empty time. do the painting that meant peace of mind. Until your dirt gets under the fingernails and heat gets under the skin. But a dream got away, get down to the bone and the heart of a body that it's in. Well, one day she didn't bother about making his bed. She hurried all the children out the door. She let the bills and the marketing go, and she went and almost bought out an art supply store. It just happened that day he got to thinking of the grease that always covered up his skin. So he left the garage a little early. He got a shave and a manicure and trim. Came out clean as a plaster mannequin. He came home in a hurry, but he almost didn't recognize the place. It looked like it'd been hit by a hurricane. There was canvas filling every open space, and she had paint all over her face. Until the dirt gets under the fingernails and heat gets under the skin. But a dream got away, getting down to the bone and the heart of the body that it's in. Stood stunned into silence. Then their laughter exploded like a shout. And he went out to make some magic in the kitchen, the clean man learning what cooking was about, and the dirty girl painting her messy heart out. Ow! Until your dirt gets under the fingernails and heat gets under the skin. But a dream got away,
Mrs. Collins wept and moaned. Mrs. Collins wept and moaned to see her son Louis leaving home where the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. All the angels laid him away. Bob shot once, Louis shot two. Bob shot once, Louis shot two. Shot poor Louis, shot him through and through. And the angels laid him away. Friends, ain't it hard? Oh, kind friends, ain't it hard to see poor Louis laid out in the graveyard where the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. When they heard Louis was dead, when they heard that Louis was dead, all the pretty women, well, they dressed in red, and the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Well, the angels laid him away.
Amazing Bottleneck slide there. Lewis Collins from Brooks Williams. A lot of people have recorded that. Josh Ritter actually did a really good recording of that song. But a lot of folks have recorded it. They put new verses onto it. But this is one of the best of the slide versions that I've ever heard from Brooks Williams. He does a wonderful job playing on the bottleneck, sounding just like old Ry Cooter, doesn't he? Yes, indeed. Harry Chapin before that. Dirt Gets Under the Fingernails. Kind of the Gift of the Magi story, you know. He goes out and, remember the Gift of the Magi? And he goes out and sells his watch so that he can buy his wife combs for her hair. And then in order to buy him a watch chain, she goes out and cuts her hair. Kind of the same thing, anyway. Yes, indeed. Harry Chapin. The great Harry Chapin, who died on the freeway, supposedly of a heart attack, or had a heart attack as he was going off the wrong way on the freeway or something. And anyway, in 1981, I believe, he was killed. But he wrote great stuff. Of course, his biggest hit was Taxi, and then The Cat's in the Cradle and The Silver Spoon. But he wrote wonderful, wonderful, but they were real downer songs, and some of them were almost just downright ugly. They're so depressing, and they deal with the seamy side of life and how you deal with that and the reality of things, that blunt, hard-edged, oftentimes no-way-out reality, Harry Chapin. This is called The Bummer, and, yeah, it's going to be that way. But then we got a happy Harry Chapin song coming up after this, okay? This is called The Bummer, and it's about 9 minutes long, which is why a lot of his stuff didn't get airplay, because it was quite long. Harry Chapin.
Thank you. was a midnight woman. His daddy was a drifter drummer. One night they put it together. 9 months later came the little black bummer. He was a laid-back lump in the cradle. Chewing the paint chips that fell from the ceiling. Whenever he cried, he got a fist in his face. So he learned not to show his feelings. He was a pigtail puller in grammar school. Left back twice by the seventh grade. Sniffing glue in junior high. And the first one in school to get laid. A weed speed pusher at 15. He was mainlining skag a year later. And he'd started pimping when they put him away in jail. He changed from a junkie to a hater. And just like the man from the precinct said, back on the street, he robbed an A&P. He didn't blink at the body that he shackled at. And just about the time they would have caught him too, he had a damn good fortune to get drafted. He was A1 bait for Vietnam. You see, they needed more bodies in a hurry. He was a cinch to train, cause all they had to do was the figure had a funnel is fury. Ah, they put him in a tank near the DMZ to catch the cooks slipping over the border. And they said his mission was to search and destroy. And for once, he followed an order. Sweat-soaked day in the Yung Po Valley with the ground still steaming from the rain. There was a bloody little battle that didn't mean nothing except to the few that remained. You see, a couple hundred slants had trapped the other five tanks and it started to pick off the crews. When it came on the scene, and it really did seem this is why he'd paid those dues. It was something like a butcher gone berserk, or a sane man acting like a fool, or the bravest thing that a man had ever done, or a madman blowing his cool. Well, it came on through like a knife through butter, or a scythe sweeping through the grass. Or to say it like a man would have said it himself, just a big black bastard kicking ass. Just like the man from the precinct said, put him away, you better kill him instead. A bummer like that, he's better off dead. Someday they're gonna have to put a bullet in his smoke had cleared. There were a lot of VC bodies in the mud. And when the rescued men came over for the very first time, they found him smiling as he lay in his blood. They picked up the pieces and they stitched him back together. He pulled through, though they thought he was a goner. And it forced them to give him what they said they would. 6 Purple Hearts and the Medal of Honor. Of course he slouched as the cheap white honky said, "Service beyond the call of duty.
But the first soft thought was passing through his mind. I'm a metal as a mother of a beauty. He got a couple of jobs with a ribbon on his chest. And though he tried, he really couldn't do them. There were only a couple of things that he was really trained for. And he found himself drifting back to about the time he was ready to break, the VA stopped sending him his checks. Just a matter of time, 'cause there weren't no doubt about what he was gonna do next. It ended up one night in a grocery store, gun in hand and 9 cops at the door. And when his last battle was over, he lay crumpled and broken on the floor. And just like the man from the precinct said, pull him away, you better kill him instead. A bummer like that is better off dead. Someday they're gonna have to put a bullet in his head. Well, he breathed his last, but 10 minutes passed before they dared to enter the place. And when they flipped his riddle body over, they found his second smile frozen on his face. They found his gun where he'd thrown it. There was something else clenched in his fist. And when they pried his fingers open, they found the Medal of Honor. And the sergeant said, when the hell he get this? There was a stew about burying him in Arlington, so they shipped him in a box to Fayette. And they stashed him in a grave in the county flat, the kind we remember to forget. And just like the man from the precinct said, burn him away, you better kill him instead. A bummer like that is better off dead. Someday they're gonna have to put a bullet in his head.
Probably one of the most produced Harry Chapin cuts ever recorded. He didn't really use, normally he just used a band of 4 guys. And this album has a little more production. And that was done sort of on purpose to create that kind of, that sort of 70s urban feel, you know, of New York City. And yeah, the bummer. And that's just the way Harry Chapin wrote in the 70s. Now, he never, that I recall, and I saw a lot of performances of him, he never did that kind of stuff live. It was a little too intense. He's got one called Sniper that's about the Charles Whitman shootings in Texas, when the gentleman went up into the tower and shot all those people. And he's got a song all about that. And it deals with motivations and why he did what he did and what he thinks of himself. And it's really, really hard to listen to. And it's really, really, really intense. And it's really, really, really good. But you don't hear stuff like that this much anymore like that. Unless sometimes in metal music you do. But Harry Chapin was, he was pretty right out there. And when he did his story songs and he got into the gritty stuff, he didn't mess around. He also had some hilarious ones too. There's 30,000 Pounds of Bananas, which is about a wreck in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and bananas all over the highway. And he's got some of those. And that wonderful song called A Better Place to Be. And, of course, The Cat's in the Cradle and all of those. But, well, this is a, we need to get out of this, that this song puts us into. We're going to with a little instrumental. Here's Mr. Brooks Williams, Devil's Punch Bowl. It goes like this. And then we'll play a happy song by Harry Chapin. Oh, yes, there is one. somewhere.
I don't wanna hear them old heartbreaking sad songs. Blue sky blackened and broke open, all that even a bit of warning. And a bad time came on, a 15-day long downpour storming. I took a look at the rack of my home, all sunken on the day that flood quit. I didn't waste to grieve, I took a ride that evening and never looked back at that mud pit. Tale, with a pocket full of proper, I took off armor for the nighttime dormer with nothing but a pocket full of copper. And neither did care nor wonder what plunder fortune or decay with the west hole. Day by day, so rugged I made my way from pitiful city to pest hole. All that while, over the wide open mile, germ of the man that I am festered through skies so boundless, so troubled all around as I follow the wild over that corruption westward. But nobody was judging back then when I was a cowboy. Come on, cock, I'm a cock, yippee-yi-yi. 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 Even today I can still see that drinker be filthy, wormwood bubbling up in the dram glass. Flooded my brain so damn fast, in a second I'm gonna hit me like a sandblast. Saw damnation clear as daybreak, and a vision that I had in my head then. I walked on fire, choking on smoke in the wicked valley, the shadow of the dead man. Just like a foundling in a wild surrounding, looking at a world so brutal and beastly. The way that I gripped my brain, that vision, did it really ever release me? It was that day then when I knew through the darkness, every bit of the good in me was gone, sir. Strode down deep into the bowel valley, even the most vile, unreckonable monster, looking at me through bright red eyes, so mightily wailed, turned tail from the sight of me. Threaded that pathway, looking on sight so rank and unseemly. Saw no light, I didn't care, didn't frighten. I knew that nothing would ever redeem me. Hellfire fitted and died, the sky broke up. A dragon, the ragged, a dead, from the living, I woke up. Alone in my core, no mortal, no war. Nothing could destroy me, hinder me, harm me. Fearless, and with a newfound clearness, I scrabbled over the saddle and rolled like an army. Come on, cock, kaka, yippee-yi-yi. Sand and shale, my solitary forms traveling up a long, lonesome and abandoned trail. But I saw then distant skyline riders, all blurred by the heat rays. Out of a long gone bloodland, now they appeared here, ravenous, not savage and me crazed. I tried to outrun them, but I knew I was dumb when I turned to a sight to terrorize. Two men, wicked and cruel, painted and wicked cruel, rapidly riding upon me pairwise. When that first rider drew near, I levered a pistol ball, already to cap it, and from my pocket I drew that weapon, leveled at that rider rapid and fired. Saddle, voided of the rider who had been there. But I heard nor saw no man, no bits of bone blown jaw wide scattering. I saw no body, no man, no blood. It tore me that horse was clattering. I looked on yonder, frightened upon her, strange and unnatural forces. And I did not see nor hear both men running around behind me, horseless. Slackening, a line on my back, I saw in the sun the coming of a strange blackened ring. I drew my boot blade against those two, and the second I turned to look up at that black sun, I killed a couple of them graveyard dead, but I swear it gave me.
Well, he came from Wyoming. He was a man of few words. He'd seen the last of the buffalo herds. Laramie Dan, well, he moved kind of slow because of what happened in the medicine bowl. Said the winter of 45, Lord, it was hell. 4 feet of snow turned to ice where it fell. And the Indians tell how the buffalo cried. Their legs all tore up and bloody and broke as they died. And 400 carcasses lay there to rest. The Indians say that when the storm passed, there were 20 buffalo wider than snow. They were heading up into the medicine bowl. And I belong to the sky. The wind on the prairie, it blows such a terrible cry. I'm going high in the medicine bowl when I die. West opened up and the railroads came. They slashed up the belly of the Midwestern plains. Cold iron rails, cold iron guns, dead buffalo and dead Indians. Now 4 million carcasses lay there to rest, worn like a medal on the white man's chest. Nothing so awful in this world below as the death song sung by the white buffalo. And I belong to the sky. The wind on the prairie, it blows such a terrible cry. And I'm going high in the medicine bowl when I die. Not long ago, but he was up high in the medicine bowl, and he found him a couple old buffalo skulls that were bigger than any that he'd ever known. And you may not believe it, but he swears that it's true. He slept there and dreamed neath a cold, pale moon of a hole in the sky. When he awoke, his legs were all tore up and bloody and broke. And I belong to the sky. The wind on the prairie, it blows such a terrible cry. And I'm going high in the medicine bowl when I die.
You ready?
Okay.
It's a go. Well, he sits or he stands by himself or with the band. He holds a wooden box full of stories in his hands. And sometimes he's on a bar stool, sometimes he's on the stage, given to the old love ballads or protest songs of rage. And he sings about cats and cradles and time and bottles and answers are blowing in the wind. And he's seen fire and rain climbed aboard the peace train on the way to be back home again. Well, to some he is just a singer, to others a poet laureate, and to some he's just a traveling bum that you could just as soon forget. But there are those who understand the secret to the man who makes the choice to give his voice and heart upon demand. To sing about cats and cradles and time and bottles and answers are blowing in the wind. He's seen fire and rain climbed aboard the peace train on the way to be back home again. And he's sworn to save the land, the oceans and the air. He's sworn to feed the hungry and the homeless and despair. But in the absence of a cause, blinded by the lights and humbled by applause, there but for fortune may go I, to sing about cats and cradles and time and bottles and answers blowing in the wind. And he's seen fire and rain climbed aboard the peace train on the way to be back home again.
Thank you. not fully grown when I set off alone through the valley of bones in the rain. I went looking for God in the canyons beyond, and I was cocksure that I knew the way. The thunderheads grew, desert winds blew through the sage and the juniper trees. And when the lightning bolt hit, well, I had to admit that the journey begins on your knees. And I've been courted by canyons, stricken by stones, and I've heard a call out my name in the tongues of old lovers dressed in fiery colors, wet with the southwestern. Crumble away and the canyons lay down in the dirt, and the rocks that have dwelled with things privately held split open and spill out their hearts. Won't you baptize me now if the water allows me to marry myself to the mud? And as the red water flows in the banks of arroyos, I'll know I've been washed by the blood. 'Cause I've been courted by canyons, stricken by stones, I've heard them call out my name. Tongues of old lovers dressed in fiery colors, wet with the southwestern rain.
Chain coming down to carry me home. Yeah, there's a train coming, there's a train coming, there's a train coming, coming down to carry me. I'm lost in the desert, looking for a little freedom. If I survive this trial, I'll work harder than you can imagine. But it might take some compassion. My tongue is swollen, cracking in the heat. Please forget these borders, I need water. After all, I'm only human. Wake me up in the middle of the night to say, hold on, here comes the light. There's a train
coming, there's a train. There's a train coming, there's a train. There's a train coming, coming down to carry me home. I'm crossing the border, seeking a refuge in a strange land. I might be frightened, but imagine what it took to abandon my own home. I left behind all my friends and my family. We couldn't travel together underground. Now I jump with every little sound. If I'm bound, I don't know where they might send me.
Wake me up in the middle of the night to say, hold on, here comes the light. 'Cause there's a train coming, there's a train. There's a train coming, there's a train. There's a train coming, coming down to carry me home. There's a train coming, there's a train. There's a train coming, there's a train. There's a train coming, coming down.
All they did was hold me down. Those plans I had, they can't hold me now that I am back in your arms again. Do
Josh Ritter, to be in your arms again from the album Beast in Its Tracks, which is an album that actually grew on me. This album actually is all about the anger and frustration and of his marriage that didn't work out and the healing after all of that, getting back on track. The Beast in Its Tracks, Josh Ritter. Yes, indeed. Well, we heard some upper stuff and some way downer stuff. And now Heidi's singing about the highways and stuff. Un Jiang Shin, the assistant producer of the show. And if you want to email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. And we're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that. We're going to be back next week. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.